As of the second week in May, the top four money-making films released theatrically in the U.S. in 2014 were The Lego Movie, Captain America: The Winter Soldier, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and Divergent. All are big-budget extravaganzas that are fashioned to attract a desired demographic, young people, from grade schoolers to 20 and 30-somethings. So, upon its theatrical release, how does a film like Neighbors come to replace The Amazing Spider-Man 2 as the top-grossing movie of the moment? For after all, Neighbors is not based on a popular comic book or graphic novel or a best-selling novel. It does not feature mass destruction and larger-than-life superheroes. It does not highlight special effects or similar eye candy. It does not feature a name brand, such as Lego, that automatically will connect with countless youngsters. Additionally, the box office success of Neighbors has nothing whatsoever to do with its quality. In short, the film comically charts the escalating tensions between a 30-something married couple who are new to parenting and their new next-door neighbors, some stereotypically raucous frat boys who are obsessed with all-night partying and making noise, and excessive drinking and making noise, and sadistically hazing their pledges and making noise. The humor is, well, on the raunchy side, in the spirit of films from There's Something About Mary to American Pie. If you embrace this kind of comedy, for example, at one point a baby gets to play with a prophylactic, well, Neighbors will amuse you. But comedy is, after all, one of the most subjective of genres. So if you have no tolerance for vulgarity, and if you find yourself in a theater in which Neighbors is playing, you just might be constantly checking your watch in anticipation of the film's final credits. But beyond its raunch comedy status, Neighbors is cleverly fashioned to appeal to two specific groups, school or college-age young people, and 20 or 30-somethings who are settling into their lives. In the film, the mom and pop with the newborn baby are the grown-ups. They want to be responsible parents and responsible citizens. And their plight is relatable to the countless 20 or 30-somethings who are building relationships, building families, building careers, and who still fork out big bucks to attend movies. The second group consists of the party-hardy frat boys who personify noisy, obnoxious neighbors from hell and who constantly use the word old in reference to the husband and wife. These characters surely will draw in those of high school or college age whose lives are centered around partying, partying, and more partying. And so, in these characters, we have a film that will attract the two groups who, with the exception of children, are most coveted by the movie industry. One more point. These days, with rare exception, name actors do not automatically rope in moviegoers. Sure, Seth Rogen and Zac Efron, the stars and, if you will, opposing forces in Neighbors, are popular actors. But I cannot imagine potential moviegoers who are seeking out a newly released Saturday night diversion telling their buddies, "Hey, let's check out the latest Seth Rogen flick," or "There's a new Zac Efron playing at the mall." What they might do is report, "There's a new movie that pits some young party-hardy frat boys against a still young mom and pop. Plus, there's plenty of humor that involves sex and body functions." That is the film's appeal. And that is what allowed Neighbors to take in a whopping $51.1 million during its opening weekend and displace The Amazing Spider-Man 2 as the weekend's number one movie.